and he began to teach them many things. He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Amen. Today and yesterday, probably if we look back, many of the days, the past year, and maybe even beyond, had lots of difficulties that we've been facing in the church and been reflecting upon them. The troubles that we're experiencing, especially within the priesthood. And I don't know about all of you brothers, but I certainly have been asking this question of the Lord a lot. Saying, "Lord, this is a deserted place. It's already very late. Can you just dismiss the people? Have them go out and find something to eat." Saying, man, in a time when so much evil is striking the church, what stores do we have left? And we feel that we ourselves are so rocked. And it feels like sometimes the church can be a deserted place. I know that's how I felt a lot this year. And what's going on here? But reading this passage has some consolation in it that can be found for us. As our Lord says, "Give them some food yourselves." And he sends them to look deeply within themselves and they go in and they find just a small amount of food. He says, "Go search it out. How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And out of what little is found left, God is able to do quite a lot. I think that's an encouraging thought. An encouraging thought that with what little is found, our Lord is able to do quite a lot. One of the passages when I was a young man, before I even knew my faith very well, that I took a lot of consolation from, especially in that those early moments of conversion and I saw the Lord's hand upon my life and the way in which I lived in disillusion without the Lord. Actually, all my life, I've always found, I didn't know where it was, but here, that last line of the first letter of St. John. "And this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us." Good to meditate upon the mercies of God, which know no end, that it's not that we always have the resources to give, that we always have everything ready at hand, that we can receive it all, but our Lord desires to impart His love. In this Mass, I encourage you to read the meditation that St. Elizabeth the Trinity has here in the Magnificat. It's very good on the Eucharist and upon the Mass and the fruits thereof and the time that we should spend deriving fruit from adoration. But that the mystery of our Lord being able to do great things with so little and to leave all souls satisfied, but He chooses to use us. The real example isn't how ardently priests love God. That's not the real example of love. But rather that in our weakness and our lack of resources, God shows us His love. Especially here in the Eucharist and the Mass. What a great grace we have as priests to celebrate these mysteries and to taste them daily. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.